All right. Good morning, or good afternoon, really, isn't it? Have y'all had a good week?
Yes.
Are you glad to be here?
Yes.
So am I. Well, my name is Miss Kathy, and I want you to tell me your name.
J.R.
J.R.
Caden.
Caden.
Abigail.
Abigail.
Gracie.
Gracie.
Peyton.
Peyton.
Bailey.
Bailey. Well, I won't remember, but I'm glad I know you. But Miss Kathy always starts with three rules for her class. Now, what are rules?
Something that you have to obey.
Something you have to obey. Do you have rules at home?
Yes.
Yes. And do we have to obey them?
Yes.
What happens if we don't obey them?
We get spanked.
Ooh. Well, I won't spank you, I promise. But
time out.
I might give you time out. But what we need to do is go over three rules. You think you can do three rules for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first rule is when the teacher's talking, what do we do?
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Can you do that?
Good.
How about when you have a question or a comment, what?
Raise
your hand. That's right. And stay in your seat. How many can obey all those rules? Is that too many rules to obey?
If you can't stand, I think you can double.
I can put double-sided sticky tape on you, can I? That's good. That's what I'll do. I'll stick you to the chair. Good job. Okay, we're going to start out with some Bible facts. And look at your fact you have in your hand. And I'm going to give you a statement. And you, if you have the answer, I want you to hand it to me and we'll put it together. How about, how many books in the Bible?
66.
Good job, 66. All right. Uh-oh, you got all the sticky off. Okay, 66 books in the Bible. How many books in the Old Testament? 39. Good job. Y'all are so smart. 39. How many books in the New Testament?
27.
Good job. All right. How many main parts in the Bible? Does anybody have that one? 2. What are they?
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't hear you. You know, Miss Cassie's hard of hearing. What is it? Old and the New. Old and the New. 2 parts. What is the greatest book of all?
The Bible.
The Bible. Good job. And what does Bible mean? What does it mean?
Book.
Good job. Why is the Bible the greatest book of all?
Because it tells us about Jesus.
Tells us about Jesus and what he did for us and how he died on the cross for us and how much he loves us, how much God loves us. Very important. Yeah?
What we're going to learn is from the Bible.
That's exactly right. That's why we're here, isn't it? To learn from our Bible. Okay, let's start out with a song. Do y'all like to sing?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start out. What do we love? We love the Bible. What do we love? We love the Bible. What do we love? We love the Bible. Every word is true. Let's see. Who inspired it?
The Holy Spirit.
Who inspired it?
The Holy Spirit.
Who inspired it?
The Holy Spirit.
Every word is true. What does it tell us?
How to get to heaven.
What does it tell us?
How to get to heaven.
What does it tell us?
How to get to heaven.
Every word is true. Can we believe it?
Yes, I know we can.
Can we believe it?
Yes, I know we can.
Can we believe it?
Yes, I know we can.
Every word is true. Good job. Good job. Who inspired the Bible?
The Holy Spirit.
Good job. That is so good. Y'all are just too smart for me. Good job. Huh? You can add? Well, then you're very much smarter than me. Because I don't know that I can add. Okay. All right. Before we start our Bible lesson, let's go to our Father in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for allowing us to come to Bible class and learn more about you and your word. We thank you so much for these boys and girls and all the boys and girls here today. We thank you for their mommies and their daddies raising them to be Christians. We pray that they will always want to do your will. We thank you so much for your son, and in Jesus, in his name that we pray. Amen. All right. Now, y'all ready for a Bible lesson? Let me take down my sack. You know, sometimes I'll have a helper, but since we're in such close quarters, I'm not going to do it this time. But y'all can come to home and be in my Bible class sometimes, and you can be my helper, okay? That's all I'm about to say. Okay. I would love to have you come and be my helper sometime. All right. Our lesson today is about three faithful men. Now, these men, let me see, here it is, lived in Babylon, way over here. But guess where they were from? They were from Judah. They were God's people. And Babylon came over and captured them and took them back to Babylon to serve wicked kings, bad people. That's right. So y'all are just too smart for me. Okay, we're going to talk about three men and a king, and they all had, put your hands down, okay? They all had funny names, didn't they? You remember the king's name?
Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right. Can y'all say that?
Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right. The king was Nebuchadnezzar, and the three faithful men, or brave men, were names were strange too. Now, who were they? I know you know.
One is
They are?
Shadrach,
Meshach, and Abednego. Say that together.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Okay, and they were faithful men of God. And they were brought into captivity from Judah to Babylon, and they were placed in a very important work in Babylon. And one day, the king decided to build a golden image. And it stood about 90 feet tall. Whoa. How tall is your dad? Yeah, that's taller than me. Is your dad 90 feet tall?
No.
If you stack about 15 dads on top of each other standing up, you might get 90 feet. That'd be really tall, wouldn't it?
About 20.
But the King Nebuchadnezzar told them to build the golden image. Huh? And made an announcement to all the people. When you hear the music, you must bow down and worship me. The idol. Everybody had to bow down and worship. And if you don't, I'm going to throw you in a fiery furnace. Oh, no. So what's what is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to do? Let's find out. We know there's a problem with this. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew that they were not to worship anyone but who?
God.
They knew that God was a jealous God and only wanted them to worship Him. So they... Why would they bow down to something that a man made and worship it? What could it do for them?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's right. And who created us? And who made us? And who loves us? That's right. And that's who we should worship. So the next time the music played, every everyone except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bowed down to the king. Bowed down to the image. Yeah, that the king made. That's right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when the king heard about it, was he happy?
No,
he was very angry. And he told the men, "Did you not bow down to my God?" And what did they say?
We did not.
So he said, "Just in case, I'll give you another chance." Well, when the music played, what did they do? Stood tall, didn't they? Stood tall. They were not going to bow down to someone that couldn't save them. And they told the king, "We will not bow down to your image." So the king told them, "Throw them in the furnace," because it made him very mad. What happened? That's exactly right. Seven times the heat. And what happened to the soldiers that threw them in the furnace? What happened to the soldiers that threw them into the furnace? It was so hot that it killed the soldiers that threw them in the furnace.
And they weren't even touching the furnace.
That's exactly right. But then the king was surprised. What did he see? How many men did he throw into the furnace?
Three.
Bailey, how many images did he see? How many people did he see? Four. Who was in there protecting them? God or a son of man, an angel? We're not sure, but we know that God was there protecting them, don't we? And when Nebuchadnezzar saw that, what did he do?
He
told them to come out. Come out of that furnace. You know what? They didn't even smell like smoke.
They didn't even have a single scratch.
Single scratch or a single burnt mark, did they? Their clothes were all together. They weren't burnt. Why?
Because God was protecting them from being burned up.
That's exactly right. God was with them. Good job. Y'all knew that story. That's so good. I'm so proud.
Okay.
Studied Daniel before. So, I didn't even ask you, what book in the Bible do we read that lesson?
In the book of
Daniel. That's right. Now, is Daniel in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Old Testament. Good job. Okay, I want to talk just for a minute about what an idol is. Do you know what an idol is?
It's a statue that people think is their God.
Okay, let's just say that's an idol there. Is there something to the left, buddy? What's your name?
I'm a Bible
genius. You are? Well, good. I'm glad. I need to know a Bible genius. Okay. Let's see. All right. So what they would do, which is really silly, they would take some wood or something and they would carve it into an image, say just a piece of wood, and they would carve it into an image that might look something like this. And then they would take that image that they carved, and then they would overlay it in gold. You see? They would overlay it in gold. They might put jewels on it, decorate it up, and then they would bow down and worship it. Isn't that silly? Why would anybody want to worship something that we could make? You know, it would be like saying, okay, let's take JR's chair. Did God make that chair? No, God didn't make that chair. A man made that chair. God gave him the ability to make it, but he didn't make it. Now, are we going to bow down and worship that chair?
No.
Well, that's silly. That is very silly to do something like that. So, we would never worship an idol, would we?
No.
Well, let's think about that for a minute. An idol is anything we put ahead of God. Did y'all know that? Do you know that some people have idols in the world? Let's look at this. How about, let me get this back on here. How about the idol of the computer? How many of you spend, and maybe not y'all right now, but how many people do you know spend time on the computers? And they should be maybe studying their Bible lesson or helping their mom and dad. How many had rather be doing that, would choose to do that over doing something for God? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Let's see if it was done. How many people that you know that love money more than God? Don't tell me who it is. How many of you would know people that would rather have money than obey God? Oh, good. It's going to keep coming off, isn't it? Let's put some more sticky on it. Let's try putting some more sticky on it. Yep, there are people that have idols. They love their money rather than God. Uh-oh, this one's going to hit home. This one's going to be really a good one for you here. It is going to hit a home run. How many of you would rather be playing ball on Wednesdays and Sunday nights and than being at worship with God and with God's people? How many of you would rather be playing ball than doing God's work? Well, that's good. You know, it's not wrong to play ball, and it's fun to play ball, isn't it? And we need to play ball if we can, but we don't need to put it ahead of God, because God comes first. How about, let's see what else we got. Uh-oh. How about TV? How many would rather be watching TV than doing our Bible lesson or learning our memory verse? Oh, I'm so glad. Y'all are so good. I'm just going to have to talk to y'all's parents and see how y'all got to be so good.
Well, sometimes I watch TV before going to church.
Well, that's okay. And it's nothing wrong with watching TV, is it? Just have to make sure we put God first. And how about, what about our friends? Do we sometimes put our friends ahead of God? Do we sometimes say, oh, I want to spend the night with him tonight? Well, Mom says, well, no, it's Saturday, and we have to go to worship tomorrow. Oh, I don't want to go. I'd rather go play with my friends. Do we do that? I hope not. But some people had rather put their friends ahead of God. So we have to be careful that we don't have idols in our lives. Okay? Be very careful. And we need to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and stand for God, and don't bow to idols. That's what we have to do.
Just like the other men bowed down to the idols.
Yep.
And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not.
That's right.
Okay.
Good job. Okay. Now, have any of us ever sung the song, let me get it undone. Stand up for Jesus. Have you ever heard that song? Yeah. Well, you know, when we sing, we're supposed to mean it, aren't we? Don't we? Aren't we supposed to mean what we sing and understand what we sing? Yes, we are. Now, there are a lot of men in the Bible that stood up for Jesus. Some of them, God loved them all. Some of them lost their life, and some of them God saved. But they all went where, even if they died, where did they go?
Heaven.
Now, one person that stood up for God, or maybe two, and they're different. One was Peter on the day of Pentecost. He stood, and what happened?
He said,
"That's right." And how many people were baptized that day? About 3,000. Right. But then Stephen preached the same sermon. And what happened to Stephen?
He got stoned.
He was stoned. Right. So They stood up for God no matter what it cost them. What about John the Baptizer? What happened to him?
He got a head cut.
That's right. He told the king, "You can't have that woman for your wife." And someone else's wife. That's right. I would just let her teach. Someone else's wife, and you can't have her. And John was killed. They served his head on a platter. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood for Christ. They stood up for Christ. They did not bow to the idols. Now let me ask you this. What does it mean to stand up for Christ? Does it mean to go around holding the sign saying, "I'm standing up for Christ"? No, that's not what it means. It means living a life for Christ and doing what's right. And the way that we do that is we read God's Word. We love Him with all our heart. We pray to Him every day, and we teach others about Him. That's how we stand up for Christ. Now, how many of us can do that? Great. Now, this is what we're going to make today. We're going to make us a banner that tells us how to stand up for Christ. How much time do we have? I'm sorry. Okay, good, because I've got other stuff. So y'all are just going to have to give them a minute to make their thing. Here's the sheet. And we're not going to color everything. We're just going to glue it on today, and y'all can take it home with you to color. We're going to, on the front of our sign, we're going to put these little people on it. Let me give you the glue stick. Oops, there you are. Can you get that, please? Thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And let me give you those people first. Where is my, all my people? Okay, maybe more than one. Did somebody else get more than one?
Not me.
Okay, good. Okay. Alright, and then put them on the front. That are in here. And when you get through gluing that, I'm going to give you another piece of paper. Yeah, they're right in here. Mm-hmm. They should be over to the, you know, the little glue dots I had. If I don't have those, I'll use double sided. Okay, I'll use double sided. Okay, yeah, thank you. Oops, not here. All right, y'all got it? All right, now I'm going to give you this piece of paper, and you're going to glue all the pictures on this piece of paper. Let me give you the paper, and then I'll give you the pictures. Now, what did we say to, how we could learn to stand up for God?
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
Love them.
Yeah. That's right. I'm going to let y'all draw your heart from there. Did y'all get extra?
I didn't get it.
Well, I know, but I'm looking. Oh, you didn't get a sheet? Where are all my pictures? Peace others. I know that. I don't know what's going on. I had enough with six people in here, and I don't know. Oh, here they are. Okay.
Can I have mine exactly like yours?
You can. exactly like it if you want to. There's this picture. Did everybody get a picture of, no, Gerald, did you get a picture of him reading the Bible? Reading the Bible. Praying. There you go. And who didn't get this picture? You. There you go. Okay, good job.
I didn't get one of those.
Okay. Right here? Right here, buddy. And then you can, I'm going to let you draw your heart on there. Do you want a crayon to draw it with, or you want a pencil? Red one? You think red's going to show up on your... Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so you want me to give you a pencil then?
Yes.
Here you go. Now, I know Bailey's good at drawing hearts. You want red? Okay.
Purple.
Purple? Okay. You know, I'm not good at giving people choices, but I guess since it's this class, we'll be all right. Thank you. Okay, now let me get the suit. All right, baby, you ready to put your sign together? All right, let's see. I'm going to put sticky dots down your stick.
Glue dots,
sticky dots. It sticks and it's glue, I guess. All right, put it on one side first. You're going to take this side. Yeah, okay. There you go. I don't have to tell you, you're an arts and crafts girl anyway, aren't you? You can't get it off once you get it on, so let me get this side of it. But it's going to work. You're fine. Just don't let the grand and the mama come out in you. Have to have it perfect, you know. There you go. All right, who's next? Doesn't want to come off. Okay. Tell me what the three men's names were.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
All right. What was the king's name?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Did Nebuchadnezzar love God? No. That's right. And where did Shadrach? That's four ones. Oh, you want me to do both sides at the same time? Okay. Where did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where were they from?
Yeah.
Good. And where did they, were they taken into captivity? What? What's the name of the... Right. Good job. Yeah. Y'all are so smart. Y'all are just going to be teachers pretty soon, right? We need good Bible class teachers, too, that know all the Bible. Good job. Now, what book in the Bible is this lesson found?
Daniel.
Daniel. And is it Daniel in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
Okay.
Good job. Can y'all say the books of the Bible? Oh, That is so smart. Y'all did such a good job. Let me see. All right. How about the New Testament? Corinthians, Colossians, 1st Thessalonians, Timothy,
Titus,
Hebrews, James, 1st and 3rd John, 2nd and 3rd John. Good job. Y'all are just too smart for me. I just don't know. Okay. There you go. What's on both sides? Put it like this on one side. There you go. And this side right here. Okay? Good job. Alright. And get through with this. We're going to play a game. Do y'all know how to play tic-tac-toe?
Yes, I do.
Alright. That's what we're going to play.
I love tic-tac-toe.
Alright. Favorite game, three in a row. Has it on what? Her phone? Okay. Yeah, those phones sometimes get addicting when we play those games, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, because I'm addicted to one of them. Andy Crash or Saga. Here you go, baby. All right. One more, JR. Let's see. All right, now how do we stand up for Jesus? By holding a sign and saying we're standing up for Jesus?
No.
How do we stand up for Jesus?
Reading
the
Bible, loving it with all
our
heart, praying, and teaching
others. Good job. All right, here you go, JR. All right, when you get through, I'm going to put your craft under your chair. Yeah, that's right. She watched me yesterday. That's right. You already knew me, didn't you? So maybe you did know me. Good job. You took notes. All right. She is. You are training to be a teacher, aren't you? Okay. All right. Maggie, you want to get me the tic-tac-toe board? Now, sometimes I will use masking tape and tape off a big tic-tac-toe board on the floor, but today we're going to have this board. My Z's, my O's, X's, and O's. You see them? Here they are. Never mind. I got them. Okay. We're doing teams, and I'm just going to give you out one and... Oh, because I wanted the boys to have the pink X's.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay. Boys look handsome in pink. Okay. All right, we're going to play the game. And what I'm going to do is ask questions. And when you have the answer, you get to put your X or your O on the board, okay? Anywhere on the board. Now, y'all are the O's. That's right. Y'all are the O's, so y'all have to work together. And y'all are the X's, so y'all have to work together. And just lay it down. I'm O and X, so I can stop any of you. Okay. Okay. We're going to start right here. What book in the Bible did we have our Bible lesson from today? It's right here. Daniel. Okay, put your X any way you want to. All right. Now we're going to go to the O's. What were the three names of the men thrown in the fiery furnace? It's perfect. Good. Okay, wherever you want it to go. Okay. What was the king's name?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Good. All right. Put your X where you want it to go. Okay. All right. Okay, O's. Watch out. Okay, let's see. What was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What were they supposed to do?
Worship God.
Okay, that's right. You said it, you answered my question. What did the king tell them to do?
Bow down to the idol.
That's right. Good job. Okay, where do you want to put your... All right, they brought you here. All right. Okay. All right. J.R. Let me see. Where did the three boys live? In what land? You remember? Remember we had our map and they lived over here? Can your teammates help you? Okay.
Judah.
Is that right? Is Judah right? Okay, put your X down. Uh-oh, here we go again. Okay, where were they taken to?
Babylon.
That's right. Okay, Blossom again. Let me see. Okay, work as a team. Okay? All right, I don't think anybody can win, but we'll see. Okay. You think so? Okay. Okay, let's see. Do some people have idols today?
Yes.
Whose turn is it? X's? X's turn. Do some people have idols today?
Yes.
What are they? Tell me some of the idols they have. That's right. Good job. Okay. Put your X down. Okay. I don't think anybody can win, but I'll ask you one more question. What happened when the king saw them in the furnace? Fiery furnace. What did they see?
Four men in
front of the
gate.
Four men. That's right. And the king told them that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God was the true God, right? Okay, nobody can win, but y'all did a great job. Oh, well, we could play it all day, you know, but we don't really have the time. So, let's see. Alright. There is a song about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do y'all know a song about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You do? Will y'all teach it to me? Does she? Yeah, I found one on the internet. And let's see if Miss Kathy can
find it.
Help you sing it.
Or find it.
Yeah, I think I've got it. Let's see. Yep, I think I got it I didn't get my original site. But anyway, let's have a prayer and we'll end our class, okay? Okay. One of you boys want to lead us in a closing prayer? Do you want to? Okay, let's have a prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this day. We ask that we have a good often time. We ask, Father, that you get in our minds not to be idolatry. And we ask, our Father, that you are the true God. And we ask, our Father, that you heal the people who are sick. And we preach the gospel anywhere. And we ask, our Father, that we praise in your name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Wasn't that a wonderful prayer by a second grader? Okay, class is over. Come back again. Love y'all all.